Hello and welcome to Essex by the Sea. I'm Owen Ward, exploring the Essex coast, finding out about all the amazing and interesting stories it has to offer. On the 22nd of June 1948, passengers aboard the HMT Empire Windrush began disembarking here in Tilbury. Most were from Caribbean countries seeking a new life here in the UK. And on the walkway from the pontoon, there's artwork depicting those who arrived 75 years ago by the artist Eve Wright. You can listen to my conversation about the Tilbury Bridge Walkway of Memories on episode 28. Well, 2023 marks the 75th anniversary of that voyage and arrival of those who became known as the Windrush Generation. And at the cruise terminal, a celebration is taking place to mark the anniversary right here in Tilbury. Lucy Harris is the event organiser with Forth Ports. Lucy, thank you very much for taking time out on your very busy day.
Oh, yes, it's been pretty much full on since yesterday with the setup, and we've also got a big cruise ship in today, so the terminal is exceptionally busy.
It is indeed. Now, we are in the historic railway terminal, what was, and it's here where all the celebrations are taking place. First of all, though, for those that perhaps aren't aware, what was the Windrush and what was that day back 75 years ago?
So we mark Windrush Day, 22nd of June. It's the 75th anniversary of Windrush, so a particular milestone to have reached. But actually, in the Port of Tilbury, we mark Windrush Day every year. Throughout the year, we have people coming in and visiting for educational visits, and that may well be young people from Jamaica, that may well be people from Wales. When the Windrush arrived here in Tilbury, you're sat in the station. We're sat in this beautiful Grade 2 star listed station. And when people arrived in Tilbury, they came to the station and they went and got trains and they started new lives all over the country. So where you're sat today in the station is where the movement of the people happened. So today we have a huge movement of the people because we've got so many visitors. So we've got a Thames Clipper coming down at 3 o'clock, and we've got various people from Manchester, Nottingham, Leeds, and we've also got 100 people from the NHS. We always like to welcome the NHS on Windrush Day because the Windrush 75th anniversary shares the 75th anniversary with the NHS. So for us, you know, we've got all our nurses and doctors really hard working, and it's really nice to get them celebrating along with Windrush. And of course, lots of people that arrived on the Windrush went and worked in the NHS that had some good links.
75 years ago, this building would have been bustling with people arriving, very similar to today, because there is a cruise ship alongside, people disembarking from that. But there's a huge event that's being set up right now here in the railway terminal building. Why is it important then to mark today?
The Forth Ports, it's always been important to mark Windrush Day. This is the day that the Windrush arrived in Tilbury. It was the first lot of people from the Windrush generation that arrived. It's the first marker, the milestone. And I think lots of people forget, as well as the Windrush generation having an impact on our national story, and yes, you know, from our music to our food to helping rebuild London after the Second World War, and of course the NHS, it's really important to us in Tilbury. It's part of our local history. So today we've got over 600 young people all coming in, all looking at the exhibitions. They're going to be doing some Caribbean themed dance workshops. We've had them down on the landing stage this morning at 7:30 playing steel pans, and that's because we wanted to start Windrush Day 75th anniversary with a real sort of celebratory feel.
The flags are out, there's banners up showing the story of Windrush and those people who then found a new life here in the UK. The Essex Cultural Diversity Project have got a big display telling that story. But for Forth Ports as well, you're operating a modern day port. The heritage though that comes with that, and very much so here in Tilbury, must be quite important to the company.
Forth Ports have always sort of embraced the history and heritage around its ports. So not only do we have port down here in Tilbury, we have ports up in Scotland as well. So Forth Ports have got behind the Tilbury-on-the-Thames Trust, and the Tilbury-on-the-Thames Trust now are doing a heritage, National Heritage Lottery Fund application. So this railway station, although it is very beautiful as it stands, what we're looking at is creating a coffee shop in here, artist studios. So the station then becomes open to the public. Lots of people walk in here and it evokes quite a lot of memories. People remember coming through here, travelling across to Gravesend. People remember catching the train to various different parts of the country. People, £10 poms went out of here. So this, again, it's the railway station is really important to lots of people, and Forthport's are completely supportive of maintaining that heritage and looking at how we can make it more accessible to our local community and wider.
And very much wider. There'll be people from all over coming to celebrate today's 75th anniversary. You mentioned some of the things that are coming. There's a boat coming down from central London a little bit later on as well, a Thames Clipper. What else is happening today to celebrate and mark the occasion?
We're racing against time because we've got 600 children coming in probably the next sort of half an hour. And again, they're coming in, they're looking at the exhibitions, and they will be doing some dance workshops. We've got some performances. We've got an amazing tea dance. So if anyone's thinking about coming along, we've got an amazing tea dance from 3 o'clock today, and that's going to have a real West Indian theme, and that's run by the Ageless Teenagers, and they really are ageless teenagers. They're brilliant, they put on a great performance, and they'll all be in 1940s and 50s clothing. We've got dance performances, we've got at 3 p.m. we've got steel pan bands playing. So it's pretty full on, but in a sort of chilled out West Indian Caribbean themed way. I'd like to say I had that chilled out feeling, but maybe not quite in organising the event. But it's a really nice chilled out day, and it is about marking Windrush and looking at the celebration, looking at the whole how the Windrush generation shaped our national story. And you know, I'm a big fan of ska music. I know how much when the Windrush arrived, the impact it's had on our music industry. So it's you know, it's quite phenomenal.
So today, very much also not only marking and celebrating, but educational as well, particularly with so many school children involved.
Yeah, I think that local schools often don't do enough around local history, and we've got the Gateway Learning Community, so four primaries and a secondary. They're really supportive of talking about local history to the children, and really making them get a sense of pride and a sense of place in what their history, their local history is. And today it was fantastic. We had probably 50 kids down on the landing stage. A cruise ship came in, they were playing their steel pans, and they were waving at all the passengers on the cruise ship, and they got to be on TV with the BBC, and that's going to be something that stays with them. So in terms of Tilbury and wider for Thurrock, it's really important to look at how important Tilbury is. You know, Queen Elizabeth I made her famous speech here to the troops before they went to fight the Spanish Armada, and I think for young people to understand how important Tilbury is and have that sense of place, it really helps with their understanding of the area and other people.
So much has happened in this small part of the Essex coastline through the years, as you mentioned. You wouldn't think it perhaps is if maybe you've moved to the area, you see all the modern industry that's thriving around here, but it has changed over those years. So marking Windrush Day, how important is it that we've still got these buildings and the very building that this happened in as well?
I know, it's really exciting, and I started with Forthport's in my role as a community engagement manager about 7 years ago, and I walked into this building and I just thought it was phenomenal. And we sit right at the fulcrum of the Thames here, and it really does need to come through our Heritage Lottery Fund. It will come back online. Also, the Levelling Up and the Towns Fund. Tilbury has quite an amount of money coming through that. So we're really hoping that the riverside opens up a little bit more. But of course, yes, there's lots of industry, and we've got Tilbury 2 and we've got the Port of Tilbury. Lots of industry going on, and the town has built up around the port. The port's been here for over 139 years. So the town has built up around that. Lots of people that live in the town work in the port, but also lots of people that work in the port work in our local schools, all sorts of things.
Well, the person playing the music is playing. Thank you so much for bringing the place to life with the music of the Caribbean.
Well, all I'm going to say is later today, if you felt that little moment of music was energy, wait until later on when we bring to you the Ageless Teenagers Caribbean Tea Party right here at Tilbury Docks.
What a sight that'll be. I mean, I noticed the sign behind you here that says the Caribbean Mix Health Fitness Dance. I mean, tell me more about that.
Caribbean Mix Health Fitness and Dance. My wife, who we are co-founders of Ageless Teenagers, Caribbean Mix is what we've been known as for over 25 years. We celebrate and we also do what we call tea parties every month. Hence the reason why we was asked by Tilbury to bring what we do every month to the docks so that they can experience the energy and also the vibrancy. We speak about health. The healthy part of it is the tea parties are like social medication. You cannot get it from your GP. When these people come together, it's healthy, there's a medicinal side of it, and also there's a social side, the fitness side. As long as you keep moving, that's also a plus. And dance, that's the reason why you've got programs like Strictly. It lifts the nation. So we're health, we're fitness, and we're dance, and we just mix it all up with our Ageless Teenagers Caribbean Tea Party.
And what's it like to be here in Tilbury alongside where the Empire Windrush docked on its 75th anniversary?
One word, powerful. One word, historic. Another word, fantastic. I'm emotional at this particular time, even though there's a level of energy to what I'm saying, but I'm very emotional knowing that I am back at the place where it all started. Can you imagine those coming to a new country? And simply put, they didn't know what to expect. We faced a lot of negatives, but even with the negatives, we've come through shining colours and we're positive, and we are now celebrating 75 years of the Windrush generation.
So much going on. There's music, there's flags, there's bunting. It's a real buzz today, Lucy. I won't take up too much more of your time because I know you're very busy trying to organise everything, so I appreciate you taking a few moments to talk. What will be the one highlight do you think you will take away from today?
I think it's always the arrival of the Clipper. People get off the Clipper, they're dancing, they're really, it becomes like quite a carnival atmosphere. So I always love it that we have an arrival on the dock where the Windrush first came in on Windrush Day. It seems like the right thing to happen, so that will be a highlight. But the kids singing on the dock this morning, and they weren't singing the Calypso London is the place for me, they were singing Tilbury is the place for me, and that was quite a moment as well. So yeah, but this morning and when the Clipper arrives this afternoon are my moments.
Fantastic. Lucy, thank you very much for joining me here on Essex by the Sea. If you're enjoying the episode, feel free to leave a comment or give a rating on wherever you get your podcast so that others might discover the Essex coast like you have. And if you'd like to support Essex by the Sea even further, check out my Ko-fi page. The link to that is in the description. So until the next episode, thanks very much for listening.